So I'm saving up coupons to get one of those.
People call me the coupon queen, the coupon lady.
Anna D'Souza from Valley Cottage clips and clips her way to savings, reducing most grocery bills to
a few cents.
And what does she do with all of that food?
I donate it to all the charities. I've donated to People to People. I've donated to St. Paul's Church. Now I'm donating to the troops at West Nyack Post Office. They do a thing over there collecting food and stuff.
Her local delis save the unused newspapers, and perfect strangers send her coupons. D'Souza organizes them alphabetically and by date in a toolbox with index card dividers.
People should hear this. That is the sound of coupon after coupon after coupon.
I go through my box every month. I go through it.
I mean, how many different categories here?
I would say over 300 categories.
Everything from air freshener to yogurt. One of her best hauls was 20 years ago.
I ran up a bill of $800 and something. And instead of paying at the end, the managers told me to hold on to my bottle receipts and try and walk away with money. So I ended up walking away with like $80 in cash.
She says some supermarkets are welcoming while others harass her. Local lawmakers have come to D'Souza's defense so the coupon queen can keep on saving.
It's just a hobby. It's just something that I enjoy. And I'm helping people.
In Valley Cottage, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
I'm saving up coupons to get one of those. I'm saving up coupons to get one of those.
In Valley Cottage, Anna D'Souza is known as the coupon queen.
But it's so much, I'm getting so many coupons right now that I can't keep up with the cutting.
A few decades ago, D'Souza's late husband challenged her to save a few dollars. Now she can leave the store after paying
a few cents. I'll bring it up to $20, $30 and bring it down to a few cents or a dollar something.
She donates the groceries to food pantries, churches, and troops overseas. How does she do it?
All the stores, double coupons.
But she has to coordinate with sales and specials.
This is a lot of work for me. And right now, strangers are sending me coupons.
She keeps everything meticulously organized.
One day, my late husband came home with this toolbox and he says, Annie, look what I found for you. And he made it into a coupon box for me. But I start from air fresheners all the way to yogurts. I have it all the way labeled.
People should hear this.
That's the sound of thousands and thousands of coupons. D'Souza says some stores love her and others don't, but local politicians have come to her defense.
It's a throw for me to go in and out of the stores to see what I could build up and bring my receipt down. And I share it with my neighbors, my friends, and I donate everything. Everything pretty much goes to donations.
In Valley Cottage, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
I'm saving up coupons to get one of those.